the message that's also conveyed is that the focus of Gideon's information is on a priestcraft with the ephod, the ephod of consecration, the priestcraft that is to represent God's people upon its heart. And I know that it would be easy to read into this lesson, if you're going to take Gideon's story and apply it here at the end of the world, that the focus of this information is on the pastors in Adventism. But brothers and sisters, I think you would be a little bit careless in that application. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says this about Adventists. And Sister White uses this verse over and over again to speak of Adventists, not just Adventist pastors, Adventists. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. This counterfeit priestcraft that Gideon's ephod is symbolizing in Adventism at the end of the world is a message to all Adventists, because we are the priest. We are this chosen generation, this holy nation. And this message comes down to each one of us individually with the same force as it should come to a pastor within Adventism. Now, if we're going to take this information about the backsliding of Gideon and compare it to the wandering of in the wilderness that Laodicea is doing today in Adventism, then we have to know that sooner or later this experience will be removed, so that the final group of Adventists can finish the work of the Lord on earth during the latter rain. So in order to see in Gideon's story how this process takes place, we need to go back into the story of Gideon now, when he was being used to portray a faithful Adventism. And one thing I would like to point out here that really begins to bring some of this information home to us is in Patriarchs and Prophets 5:47. Gideon's father Joash, who shared in the apostasy of his countrymen, had erected at Ophrah, where he dwelt, a large altar to Baal, at which the people of the town worshipped. Gideon was commanded to destroy this altar and to erect an altar to Jehovah over the rock on which the offering had been consumed, and there to present a sacrifice